To live as an enlightened master, you must become a heretic and a blasphemer, for you will not believe what everyone else believes, and others will deny your new truth, even as you deny their old one. You will deny that the world as others are experiencing it is real, as did those who denied that the world was flat. As in those days, this will fly in the face of what seems incontrovertible, based on the appearance of things. As in those days, this will generate argument and disagreement, and you will set sail across stormy oceans to discover endless horizons. And as in those days, you will live in a new world. This is the world that you have been waiting to create, and which you have been meant to experience from the beginning of time. Time, too, is an illusion, so it might more correctly be said, since the illusion began. Always remember, the illusion is not something you are enduring. It is something you are choosing. You do not have to live the illusion if you do not choose to. You are here because you wish to be. If you did not so wish, it would not so be. Yet know that the illusion in which you live is being created by you, not for you by someone else. Human beings who do not wish to take responsibility for the life they are experiencing say that God has created it and that they have no choice except to endure it. Yet I tell you that the world you live in is the way it is because that is the way you have chosen it to be. When you no longer wish the world to be the way it is, you will change it. This is a truth that not many humans can accept, because to accept it, they would have to acknowledge their complicity, and this is something they cannot bring themselves to do. They would rather cast themselves in the role of unwilling victim than of unwitting co-creator. That is understandable, of course. You could not forgive yourself if you thought that your world was the product of your own creation, the result of your own wills and desires. And why could you not forgive yourself? Because you do not think that I would forgive you. You have been taught that there is such a thing as the unforgivable. And how can you forgive yourself for something that you know will not be forgiven by God? You cannot. And so you do the next best thing. You excuse yourself from having had anything to do with it. You deny responsibility for what you imagine that I would call the inexcusable sins of man. This is tortured logic, because if you did not create the world as it is, then who did? If someone says that God created all the horrible flaws in the world, you jump to defend me. No, no, you say, God merely gave man free will. It is man who has created these things. Yet if I say, you are right, I did not create, and I do not create your life as it is, you are the creator of your reality, you deny that too. Thus you seek to have it both ways. God did not create these things, and you did not create these things. We are both merely sadly observing them. But when you become really angry or frustrated with life, some of you change your tune. When things get bad enough, you are ready to blame me after all. How can you let this happen? You call out to me. Some of you even shake your fist at the heavens. The illusion has turned to confusion. Not only is the world a cruel place, it has been created that way by a cruel and heartless God. To sustain this thought, you must see yourselves as separate from God, since creating a cruel and heartless world is not something that you would do. You must imagine a God who would do what you would never do, and you must see yourself as subjected to his whim. This you have done, religiously. Still, even in this you see a contradiction, for the God of your highest understanding also would not do these things. So who did do them? Who is doing them to this very day? Somebody must be responsible. So who is it?
Enter Satan. To resolve the contradiction of a loving God who would do unloving things, and to escape your own, you have created a third party, the perfect scapegoat, the devil. Now at last everything is understandable. There is another who stands between what you want and what I want, a and who makes us both miserable. You are not responsible for the uncaring, unloving world in which you live. You did not create it. Well, you might say, maybe at some level I did create it, but it was not my fault. The devil made me do it. A comedian's line has become your theology. Or is it that your theology has become a comedian's line? Only you can decide. There is a way to end the confusion. There's a way to see the illusion as an illusion, and that is to use the illusion. You will know that the illusion is not real when you see that you can easily manipulate it. You may claim that you cannot do this. You may say that this is a big order, more than you're up to. Yet humans consciously create illusions every day and live within them. You know anyone who sets his clock or watch ahead 15 minutes in order to never be late? There are those on your planet who do this. They actually set their clock or their watch 5 or 10 or 15 minutes ahead of the time that it actually is. Then, when they look to see what time it is, they motivate themselves to hurry up, because they are pretending that it is several minutes later than it really is. Some people actually forget that they are playing this little trick on themselves and think that it really is the time that it is not. This is when the illusion no longer serves them. It does not serve its intended purpose. The person who understands that the time on his watch is an illusion that he has created himself relaxes when he sees the time, because he knows that he has a few more minutes. He goes into high gear and becomes very efficient, precisely because he is relaxed. He understands that the illusion is not the reality. The person who has temporarily forgotten that the time on his watch is an illusion, and one that he has created himself, is filled with anxiety because he thinks that the illusion is real. Thus, two people have two entirely different reactions to the same circumstance. One experiences the illusion as an illusion, and the other experiences it as reality. Only when an illusion is recognized as an illusion and lived as an illusion can it lead to an experience of ultimate reality. Then it serves the purpose of its creator. You now understand much better. The way to use the illusion is to know that it is an illusion. And the way to know that it is an illusion is to use it. The process is circular, like life itself. It begins with your denial of the illusion as having anything to do with reality. For a very long time, you've been denying ultimate reality. You have been denying who I am and who you really are. Now you will simply turn your denial around. You might call this denial reversal. Look around you and make a simple declaration. Nothing in my world is real. It is that simple. I've told you this before in many ways at many times. I'm telling it to you again here. Nothing that you see is real. It is your watch set ahead 10 minutes. You are actually watching yourself. That is, you are deluding yourself into thinking that what is not so is so. But you must watch out, because you can forget very easily that you are living within an illusion of your own creation. Some of you may feel depressed when you are told that what you are experiencing on your planet is all make-believe. Yet do not be downhearted, for your world is your greatest gift, a wonder for you to behold, a treasure for you to enjoy. Life in the physical realm is glorious indeed, and its purpose is to bring you happiness through the awareness and the declaration, the expression and the fulfillment of who you really are. Go, therefore, into this magnificent world of your creation and make of your lifetime an extraordinary statement and a breathtaking experience of the most glorious idea that you have ever had about yourself. Remember that every act is an act of self-definition. Every thought carries the energy of creation. Every word is a declaration of what is true for you. Look to see what you are doing today. Is this how you choose to define yourself? Look to see what you are thinking today. Is this what you wish to create? Look to see what you are saying today. Is this what you desire to be so? Each moment of your life is a holy moment, a moment of creation. Each moment is a new beginning. In each, you are born again. This is your journey to mastery. It is a journey that will lead you out of the nightmare of your own construction and into that wondrous dream which your life was intended to be. It is a journey that will lead you to your meeting with the Creator.